Welcome to Bites by MSDN. My name is Clark Sell, and with me today I have Jonathan Sassy from Slacker. Jonathan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
What's Slacker? Let's frame it. What is it?
Slacker is a personalized radio service.
Okay.
So you can come in and pick genres you like, or artists, or songs. Make your own stations. Tweak the ones that we make for you.
Okay.
We're on all kinds of apps, and or you can come to our website and listen.
So internet radio site.
That's right.
Streamed via internet.
Yeah, we have an ad-supported service, and we have subscription services as
okay.
well.
What's your role at Slacker?
I run marketing, so brand marketing and product marketing, okay. as well as our radio team and our ad sales team.
Okay. And you guys just rolled out a new version of Slacker Radio, taking advantage of some IE9 features. Some that I don't think most people probably realize, but the ability to fast forward or skip, play, pause. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, one of the great things about our service and the type of radio that we offer for people is the ability to skip through songs or rate songs, right? So you can make your stations better by interacting with it. So what we've done with the latest push for us and with IE9 is to be able to go in and, without having to go back to the website, whether you're doing email or whatever, right. you can go in and either play or pause, you know, the track you might be listening to, or skip the song you're listening to, or even rate it. You could say, I really love this song, or I really hate this song, and it will rate it and move on to the next track. So it's a simple interaction without having to get back into the website to do those things.
Now, this is through a feature in IE9 called Site Pinned?
That's right. So once you have the site pinned, you can have access to those controls just by mousing over our icon. You can go through and navigate that way.
Right.
Or if you go to the jump list, we'll either show your favorite stations, we'll show recently played stations, or some of our top program stations so that you could quickly change stations as well without having to go back in to start a different listening experience.
Sure, sure. So I hover over the pin site, you know, the Slacker brand. I get a nice little pop-up window. It shows my current thing that's playing,
mm-hmm.
and then I have the option to skip, rate, mm-hmm. whatever have you, and then I get all the jump list items there too.
Yeah, that's right. So when you mouse over, you'll get the normal kind of thumbnail view of our site, but you'll also get a notification showing you what song and by artist is playing. So if you're just not sure what it is, you want to mouse over,
right.
see what is this song. You're like, oh, I really like this song. Rate it, skip it, ban it, or just pause it if you want to take a call or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pause it, take call, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't stop radio.
Just keep the music playing. Yeah.
So how long did this take, right? I mean, Slacker's been around a while. How long did something like that take to put in your site?
You know, most of that work was probably done in 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it was fast.
We
did it very quickly. We had, some of the stuff was a little unique. We had some unique kind of JavaScript commands we had to pass through because we didn't want to, when someone interact with the jump list or interact with the site, we don't want to have to reload the whole site and start all over again, right? If someone changed the station, we wanted to just change the station.
Right.
So a little bit of tweaking there, but really it was all under a week of implementation, a little bit of QA and pushing it live to production.
Now, is this lots of people or just a person?
No, it was really just a couple of people. So we had, you know, our designer took a shot at it just to make sure all the layout was right. We had the right icons and the right buttons and so forth.
Sure. So branding.
Yeah, branding. So that it looked and felt like Slacker, right? So it didn't look like it was something different than that. We used our icons and our buttons. And then our developer, you know, really in about 2 days of work, and then QA team take a spin at it, and it was ready to go.
Now, do you feel like, you know, with the browser getting out of the way, or, you know, IE9 getting out of the way and letting you brand the window as Slacker, I mean, does Slacker think of that as an app? I mean, do you think of that as just kind of web app on Windows?
It sure functions that way. I mean, we've definitely have had, you know, one of the biggest demands we've had on our service for a long time is that to be able to have an app they can run that doesn't necessarily require listeners to go constantly back to the
sure.
website, right? And we've even developed some of those apps, especially for our subscribers. And this way, we get kind of the best of both worlds, where
right.
someone can run it through the website for the convenience of not having to have an app, but then also if it's pinned to their taskbar, they can go interact with it
right.
just like an app does. So you
sure.
they can get the benefit either way. Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited to see it. I can't wait to actually go out there and look at the new version. I haven't been out there in a while because I've been on the road, unfortunately. but it's really cool to hear about how you guys have taken advantage of jump list differently. I haven't seen many sites that have really taken advantage of kind of the buttons on it rather than just the jump list. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been another edition of Bites by MSDN.